What up, though? We are back, man. It's the realest podcast ever on the Patreon side of things. Today is Thursday, June 15th. I don't know which way to turn this mic stand. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get it together, I think. This is coming off. We're going to slot it back the other way.
You right over there?
Trying to just tighten up. There we go. Lefty loosey, righty tighty, I think. This one is the opposite.
I wonder if niggas ever think to myself, I'm doing way too much in these comments of this bitch. Like, I'm just came across this bitch's Instagram through the Explore page, and literally every picture she posts, it's like the same 703 niggas going to town. I don't know if you see me on the last one.
I'm still here, baby.
Here go another tongue emoji, though.
Like, I was on an Instagram Explore page binge probably like a week ago. Probably went to like 40 different, you know, little Instagram girls pages, whatever. Maul from Rory and Maul podcast, money bags in every fucking comment. The one chick, he hit her page 40 times with the money bags. I'm just like, oh, that brother's starving.
I caught one of my good friends, good relationship friends, deep in the internet. I caught that nigga on the chick page, and he posted a peach emoji with the tongue. I'm like, oh man, let me talk to you.
You eat ass in the comments.
You eat ass in the comments.
That's a digital ass eat right there. I don't know if you know what that means.
Eating ass in the comments.
That's a different life. That's a different life. I'm sure your wife wouldn't approve of this.
Well, man, you a wild boy. Like, you a wild ass gentleman, man.
Eating ass in the comments is a different level.
Yeah, you know, comment ass eating is crazy, man.
I haven't quite gotten there yet.
But niggas really, like, do you comment on chicks' pictures?
Fuck no.
I thought it was just
I'm not going to display my thirst in public.
Dog.
But you know, that's a thing, though. Like the Justin LaBoy, you know, he steals everybody's posts, but he stole a joint that was like, don't be telling me I'm firing my DM. Put it on my comment. Say it with your chest or whatever fuck like that. And it's like, bitch, no. Like, I'm not about to be give you engagement and be ignored with the other 32,000 niggas.
Yeah, I swear to you, I really don't understand what it be where it's like a chick post a picture doing the most ridiculous whatever shit. And you'll see it and it's like, it's 2,900 comments and they all just hard eyes or flame, and it just like
this is going nowhere.
What does this do? Like, it's just like you said it last week. We got apps now that are predicated on men's horniness.
Yeah,
and it'd be like just so
Instagram.
It's like juvenile because it's like you 40.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you
men are so goofy, bro? Let me break this.
Goofy.
Let me break this down.
Shit, man.
Bro, men are so goofy. They don't even realize that their participation in a lot of this shit is what has flipped the power dynamic.
There you go.
Y'all have gone from where men of stature are to be revered and respected to, nigga, fuck you, give me your money, and you bet not say shit. And y'all still are participating in this shit and playing the game and allowing these goofy girls to, you know, carry these stereotypes and all of this shit forward and these ethos forward because they know that once she put a new ass pick up, you gonna be still right here.
Mm-hmm.
She could talk as filthy as she want to you. It doesn't matter. You're still present because you niggas don't have no self-esteem. You niggas don't have no morals. You niggas don't have no standards. You niggas don't stand for anything. You don't have no values or no principles. Like,
so get it, remember?
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And like, yo, for all of the fucking work that the quote-unquote manosphere and all of these podcasts and all of that shit think that they did, in reality, all they did was just empower a bunch of simps to know where to go to find the bitches to give their money to.
Like, I see and I catch certain niggas all the time where it's just like,
oh man, I got three niggas whose names I will not say.
I'm pretty sure we coagulate these.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Because it just be like, yo, I notice it. So I know they gotta notice it. It's no way these women don't look at you like you crazy because you're on every one of these motherfucking pages.
That's my three right there. You know what I'm saying? See if you seen any of them.
Oh, for sure, one of them. For sure, one of them. I go, here you go. Those are my two that I got off the top right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? From Jello, where it's just like,
that's a crazy top five.
Where it's just like, yo,
if you made the list, man, I'm shaking my head at you.
I really to myself just be wondering because I'm like, I know they have to notice it. Cause you want every and then now y'all niggas got checks. Not like cash checks. Yeah. Like blue checks. So it's like we
this shit is priority.
You're a priority.
You got priority thirst.
Yeah. You're prioritized your thirst. Like y'all are just insane. And it just what do you get out of this, yo?
These niggas are literally like married with children.
Oh.
Like just completely just acting ape shit.
I seen niggas in comments saying all kinds of crazy shit. Damn, can I just get one time? And it's like, yo, what?
I'm gonna give y'all a peer into my relationship. I've gotten in trouble just for liking pics. For just being the, you know, when your girl go to a post and they be like, such amount of people like this, and you're Joe ass nigga. I've been in that position where I had to explain what I liked about a picture.
Yeah.
Not saying nothing or whatever. And I'm just like, yo, it's Instagram. Like, this is an app with pictures and videos on it. You like shit. You share shit. Like, that was just like okay, cool. Bap, bap, and move the fuck on. So I can imagine the interrogation that you niggas are getting called into.
Explain the peach and the tongue emoji.
So, 37,000 weeks ago, you put a peach and a tongue emoji on this girl's picture. And 3,200 weeks ago, we're going to bring it back a little bit more forward. You put a dog with a leash emoji on it. So it's like, I just need you to explain those two. Like,
well, you know, I like fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Healthy.
Get on my health.
Natural sugar.
That's to get rid of. And then, you know, I've been thinking about getting us a puppy. Yeah. Just saying anything.
You know, she got a connect on the Frenchies.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if she still had them Jones.
Yeah, because the boy, he sell loud and Frenchies, and that's who she be with. A lot of people don't know that's her baby father. But, like, I figured, you know what I'm saying, that'd be a direct line to the Frenchies. When we get out.
So I should leave now?
So I should leave now.
I'm going to tell my mom I'm on my way.
Y'all niggas are ridiculous, man. I want y'all to really, like, get yourselves together,
it's
like, man.
And the big thing that I appreciate about, like, a lot of these, you know, the male-driven podcasts and all of that shit is the fact that, like, you know, they preach, you know, staying in, like, your masculine frame. The problem is you niggas never do it. Like, y'all don't exhibit any, like, stoicism. Y'all don't exhibit any, like, you know, remain... have preserved any mystery or anything about yourself. Like, y'all just throw all, y'all get on social media and just throw all your cards on the table. And I know you can attest to this. I done seen some good niggas just turn into complete and utter weirdos on social media. Solid niggas.
I say it all the time that, like, them niggas that be good morning queen, them niggas, them good morning queen niggas years ago was honorable individuals because they came from, you know, they was Asiatic brothers. Now, right. they have lost their fucking way. Like, the teachings from Jerusalem and the pyramids, them shits is long gone. Now you got the Asiatic brother that is good morning queen, and they're the worst niggas. Yeah. You got pastors, you got fucking doctors, you got all kinds of shit where it's just like, I see real life community leaders. You see the nigga making videos, doing all this shit, what needs to happen in the community. I catch him on a little bitch picture talking about sit on my face in front of everybody.
In front of the world.
The world. All of the cold community you trying to uplift is watching this.
Let me hit you with this one. They took away the activity tag on Instagram. Now niggas think that they love.
Yeah.
Yeah. When in reality, it's just like, yo, if y'all are interacting with the same, you know, content I'm interacting with, and I'm just liking it and moving on, and you just acting a complete and utter fool, like, you know I see that, because, like, we follow each other.
I had a nigga one day, we was at the shop, and the nigga sat in front of me and explained to me how scheduled time releases will act as your activity list now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, here's the game, bro. These bitches, once they like attach to you, they can't help but watch your story. They can't. So he's like, I got releases throughout the day where I post it just because I know I'm going to get some interaction with that. That's how I know if the bitch lying about being up or being asleep. You know what I'm saying? You drop some shit 4 a.m. and then he's like, don't do it, John, where you put a post up, then post a new post on your story. He's like, oh man, I get them every time, bro. And be like, bitch, you lying. And be like, yo, man, they could use you down at NASA. Figure out this alien.
Like, I don't know if you heard, but the electricians union is accepting new apprentices. Like, you, because you have way too much time on your head.
Way too much time, dog. Way too.
Niggas are social media tacticians. Like, y'all, you need to go apply at Meta. Yeah. You need to go apply at Snapchat. They can use this ingenuity that you that you're running off of, bro. Yeah.
We might get our algorithm back in order. Straight up, man.
Like, believe it or not, Tyreek from North Philly just completely just
figured this whole shit out.
The algorithm.
Oh.
Tom scheduled releases.
Facebook valuation just went up $13 billion fucking with Tyreek over there. It'd be crazy, y'all. I sit to myself sometimes and I'm just like, is like you just said, you almost can't even put the blame on women at times. And it's crazy because no bullshit. If you go on 15 random different chicks' Instagrams, it's all built in the same exact aesthetic.
Like
it has the same exact. Like, remember when you went to Sears and be like, you want the A package or the B package?
Yeah,
like,
it's the same.
It ain't but two or three packages we got.
And I had this conversation the other day. I'm going to let you finish your point. Then I'm going to jump in on
But I've noticed it now where it's like, you got high level women. I mean, like I don't know if anybody's really noticed. Angel Reese in the last 3 months has turned into Meg Thee Stallion. And Meg Thee Stallion does the same shit that Lola Brooke is doing. And Lola Brooke is doing the same shit that Cardi B is doing. And Cardi B is doing the same shit that, what's her name, that work at Home Depot is. Like, it's the same
shit. Here's my
shit.
Favorite joint, and I'm going to let you finish. My favorite joint is, I go to the page. I see it on Explore page. It's ass and titties or a tight dress, whatever it is. Boom. I go to the profile. I check to see, because all of these hoes got creator pages or business pages. Mm-hmm. I check to see what it says. That shit will say author. Or actress, or real estate, or
meteorologist,
And the whole page is titties.
Titties. You ever see the chick, the chick who do the news in Atlanta?
No.
The light skinned chick, the one that the Drake was all apparently on.
Oh yeah. It's her. Haven't seen her in a while. She's not on the algorithm.
It's a white girl now that does the news. I think out of Tennessee or whatever. And you go, it's almost like they took a white woman out of the black woman out of the dress and put the white woman in the dress. Because why are you taking pictures where you turn to the side with your ass poked out at the news desk?
Yes.
Like, is traffic fucked up or not? Like, what is this?
Traffic is great, but y'all gonna get this ass.
Traffic is great.
Shit flowing right now.
Shit flying.
They just opened up another lane on 75.
Yeah. Shit wide open, but check this out.
Check
though.
This ass out.
And it's all done with, it don't matter who it is. And you got regular everyday women, you got actresses, musicians,
lawyers,
fucking
doctors.
Brain surgeons. I'm talking about, they posted a girl the other day. She the first girl to get $2 million in scholarships or some shit. And I clicked on the thing and they was like all congratulating her on Instagram, on the post, like congratulating her at name.
Yeah.
I click on her at name, go to the joint. Can't tell if this is her or the Cash Me Outside girl. You just can't decipher. It's all the same shit. So my thing is like, you now got women who are all chasing doing the same thing because they're all clamoring for that same little bit of attention because they're all trying to get through the muck of 97% of niggas who got, you know, no oatmeal to get to the 3% of niggas who can actually get some shit that... It's just like, yo, this is getting out of hand.
I had a convo with my girl the other day, and I was like, babe, I was on Instagram. We sitting on the couch watching TV or whatever, and I'm on Instagram simultaneously. I'm like, babe, do women realize or are they bothered by the fact that they all look alike now? Like, meaning, like, the Asian girls look like the black girls look like the Spanish girls look like the white girls. Y'all all shop at the same places. Y'all all have the same attainment goals as far as, like, aesthetics of what you want to have. Mm-hmm. The Chanel bag, the Rolly, or the fucking Cartier. God forbid one of y'all get a motherfucking AP or a Patek or whatever. I ain't seen no Pateks in a while. Like, I seen, like, one girl recently with a Patek.
Yeah, apparently the warehouse got busted.
Yeah, they did. Raheem the Jeweler is fresh out of Pateks.
Warehouse is in China.
And it's like,
but somehow,
y'all take y'all pics the same way. Y'all do y'all makeup the same way. Y'all get the same fucking, the same seven bitches is doing y'all motherfucking hair. Y'all got the same lace fronts. Fucking, whenever the new hair color is trending, y'all all switch over. It was blonde and it was auburn and it was burnt orange and it was, and it's just like, this is like, the Matrix has completely programmed you.
Remember when the faux locks hit?
Bro.
Yo. The faux lock revolution was crazy.
And I ain't gonna hold you. I like the faux locks.
I love the faux locks.
But y'all burnt them, Jones.
Because it's like the thing I like about faux locks is not like real locks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You take them Jones out at some point.
You know them real lock kicks, be kind of, you like, it's hit or miss with that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I might wash up, I might not. You really never know. You know what I'm saying?
Might take a bath outside with the water hose.
I might take a bath outside. I might not. It's hilarious. Yeah, man, but this shit is crazy, and it's just like we've reached a point now where it is all the same shit over and over and over and over again.
And it's like, to that point, it's like, yo, the Matrix has successfully programmed y'all to all want the same things, you know, to all buy the same things, to go to the same places, to take the same pictures, to, you know, go to Tulum, to go here, whatever. And it's like, yo, where's our individualism? Like, there's so much. The world is so vast and so dope, and there's so much cool shit going on everywhere. But y'all burn out the same 3 vacation spots every fucking year. So whatever's trending, the hot vacation spots, boom. Whatever hairstyle Jada Waiter got, that's what the new hairstyle that y'all girls got, or Aria, whatever the fuck. And it's just like, yo, where's y'all individualism at? Like, how was the successful man that you're trying to break through the muck to get to supposed to identify you when all you hoes is on the same shit?
Man, listen, I think all the way around, like, not even just them men, like the young niggas too. I said it recently. I'm like, yo, there's a nigga who's on the goofier side of niggas, and he had on this fake Fendi belt, because Fendi don't make them belts like that. You know what I'm saying? The McQueens, you know, just the standard young nigga outfit, just garbage and a couple high-end items, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at him like, yo, you're 43 years old.
He had on the all mains with the Balenciaga.
The all mains with the fucking McQueens. And like, you know how it go. And Red Roly, you know what I'm saying? All the quintessential scumbag shit.
Yeah, scumbaggery.
It's all the scumbaggery. And I'm looking at him like, you know how niggas, like real niggas, bring their jewelry and their toolery? Them niggas bring their foolery and their toolery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking at him like, yo, you're 43 with a grown son. His son, like, 22.
Right.
You can't decipher which one is the grown man and which one is the knucklehead youngin'. And I'm like, yo, it's funny because, my bad, one of the older guys from my depot passed away recently. So they were, like, posting pictures from, like, back in, like, the early 90s and shit. And I'm like, yo, it's crazy because black men back in the day, you could distinctly tell that's a grown-ass man. They wore them hats with the ear flaps in the winter. They all had big-ass mustaches and shit, and they was proud of their employment. They wore their shirts tucked in, ties on. Like, you could just tell a grown man from a young nigga. Shit, at one point, you go back to the 80s, the young niggas was grown men.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously. You look at, like, Clyde Drexler and all, them niggas was 23 looking like that.
With the horseshoe motherfucking hairline.
Straight up. And it's like, now we've gotten to a point where it's like, you could put an 18-year-old next to a 39-year-old and you really can't tell.
And I know the exact moment when it shifted. When Juicy J was 53 years old and said it's a young nigga movement, that's when everybody lost their motherfucking minds. Because they're like, no, being young is a state of mind. You ain't actually got to be young. And it's like, nigga, yes the fuck you do. What are you talking about?
I seen somebody the other day was like, because Jay had Jay had dinner the other night, apparently, with the CEO of Bacardi and the vice president of Bacardi. Two white guys or whatever.
Yeah, cut that check, man.
And they both had on, like, suits and loafers. And Jay had on, like, yoga pants, Pumas, and, like, a wrinkled T-shirt with a bucket and shit. And people are in the comments. First comment I seen was hilarious. It was like, Jay-Z spotted out at dinner. He was at Fiola in Miami with the CEO and the vice president of Bacardi. Major moves on the way. And the one comment was like, who cares? They're all going to hell. So that was wild as shit. That was wild as shit. But I saw people in the comments like, yo, Jay really that nigga, because he reached that point where he not even dressing up to impress these white people. He just pull up in his motherfucking sweatpants and tee. Like, that's real boss player shit. And I'm like, no, it's not. That's 60-year-old shit. My dad do the same fucking thing. I'm like, I'm probably gonna get dressed the fuck up for shit. Like,
comfort is the number one aesthetic.
But it's like, you look at those guys where it's like, you have you noticed that now? Like, Jay-Z, remember how far as influential as Jay was on, like, fashion and what was going on in culture? You realize now No one's on that anymore.
No.
Have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers would rather look like Meek Mill than look like Jay-Z. And that's just, you've aged out of the game.
But to that point is, that's what I was explaining.
Like, no one ages out with their age out people.
Exactly.
That's the point I'm trying to get at.
And that was the point that I was making when we was all at Del Frisco's Grill, where I was basically saying, like, yo, when it comes to fashion aesthetics, no person between the ages of 15 to 45 is looking at old niggas for fashion inspiration. Mm-hmm. They're all looking at Lil Baby, Dirk, Meek, whatever. Like, they're not looking at what Jay is wearing. And Jay could essentially have on a whole Bruno Cucinelli outfit mm-hmm. that's $7,200 or whatever. But they like, oh, yeah, that shit is lame. It look corny. He ain't put it on. Like, he ain't got the shit on.
It was funny because me and Dunbar was talking about, what's the designer? Brioni. Yeah. We was talking about that, and Dunbar was like, yo, I got a funny Brioni story. And I'm like, okay. He was like, yeah, man, I went to this fucking store, and the Brioni shit was on clearance. Like, they had, like, a clearance Brioni rack. He was like, oh, shit. He was like, bro, the fucking hoodie was, like, $3,600 on clearance. I'm like, so what's the funny part? He's like, that shit was funny to me. I can't afford it. So that shit was pretty funny to me. I'm like, God damn, the hoodie $3,600 on clearance. And it's like, yeah, that Brioni shit expensive than a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. And you got, like, in a weird way, I kind of look at, like, Rakim and all of them, where it's like, I appreciate them sticking to their guns, where it's like, at least Rakim not running around with skinny jeans trying to look like a young nigga, where it's like, he's accepted it.
Give me them 40 wads.
Give me them 48 wads and the motherfucking brown 8-inch trees, and we good.
That green Nike hoodie.
Yeah, we straight. Like, this is what it is. So it's like, yo, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these people out here, especially in this, like, late millennial world, this, like, 37 to 42, they're lost individuals, man. Yeah. You see these niggas, and it's just like, why is your hair cut like that?
Why do you have a burst feed?
Like, what's happening right now? Like, why do you have the same, like, why do you have the Donovan Mitchell? Like, why do you have that? Because you're 40 fucking 2 years old. Like, why don't you just have, like, a low fade or what? Like, it's just so weird. You see motherfuckers growing dreads when they 45 years. It'll just be like, bruh.
Yeah, niggas trying to find themselves.
Yeah, like, because you trying to, like, stay in the game.
Yeah. Niggas are trying to style themselves to be age ambiguous, to where it's like, he could be 26, he could be 46, he could be 31. Like, we don't know, because they're trying to, and this all goes back to, they're all trying to appeal to the bitches.
All,
like,
trying to appeal to the same group of hoes. That's it.
I'm not trying to look overly, like, old, where I look like a sugar daddy, so I'm dying my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to dress too mature, because then a bitch that's 24 gonna think I'm an old head. And then
I got these gaiters on.
Got these Maury's on.
I got these
cotton candy Maury's on. I don't want her trying to tap into my 403B. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to deal with that. So it's like,
all a mess, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers trying to be age ambiguous. That's all, like, the biggest shit, man.
What was the joint you said you had? The icebreaker?
Oh, so I had an icebreaker. I saw,
even though we broke the ice, 30
broke the ice
ago.
Already mad long ago. It's actually two of them. I'm going to save one for the next show.
Okay.
Dinner with 50 Cent or one night with Ice Spice?
Dinner with 50 Cent.
50 Cent is a hip-hop legend. He is a television mogul. He is a, what do you call it? A market leader, all of that shit. With that being said, give me the night with Ice Spice.
I respect it.
Give me a night with that little racially ambiguous twerker, and I'm gonna have the time of my life. I'm not gonna learn shit.
But see, that's that right there, though. It's a gazillion Ice Spices. I've had nights with them. I should probably shouldn't say that. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
redacted.
Hey, you know, it's like, it's a gazillion of them hoes. Like, end of the day, I don't know if she got, like, Down syndrome or anything like that, but it looked like it a little bit at times.
I mean, she just seems like a very nice, pleasant young lady.
Ain't nothing wrong with the
19 words I've heard her speak, she was very polite, very very directive, and very opposite of her music.
I would say dinner with 50 just surely because it'd be fucking hilarious. Like, that's like dinner with, like, Richard Pryor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You almost got to take that because this nigga's insane. Like, I just know this shit's going to be hilarious.
But right. Yeah, this was a YouTube poll. The comments was like, the amount of people picking Ice Spice is disgusting.
I mean, but that right there is like the Instagram shit we just talked about, where it's sure. like these people, because of the thirst, have like trumped every single thing. Where you got people now that are just like, oh man, you know, one night with this bitch or 35,000, and it just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now listen, when you start talking about actual currency, you always take the cash. You always take the cash.
Yeah, I don't even, them whole dinner with Hove or 50,000, it's just.
Okay, so here's the next one. The next one was lunch with Jay-Z or 1 week with Ruby Rose.
Whole week.
see how it shifted?
I mean, because you're a week, and now we talking about value. You know what I'm saying? Week with Ruby Rose or lunch with Hove. I ain't gonna hold you, man. Ha Ha Davis said they ain't eat. I ain't coming to lunch and not eating.
Star.
I'm gonna fuck who the fuck at the lunch.
Yeah, let me just get another cucumber water.
Yeah. Like, if you like, yo, let's go get lunch. I get there, you like, hey, we ain't on that eating shit. I'll punch you in the
You see Hove and Ha Ha, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That eating shit is for the birds. We eat one time a day, B.
Yeah. No, all jokes all bullshit aside, I'd rather have like an actual sit down meal. Like, I hate to be that guy, yo, but like, things don't improve over lunch. No. I hate to be that, but what motherfuckers be like, we should set a lunch. And it'd be like, man, you just trying to get some avocado toast. Cause we like.
Here's the biggest thing about like these lunch meetings and all of this shit. And I be giving my girl shit all the time. Cause she be having these little Sex in the City meetings with these different girls and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I'm just like, why can't you bitches just get on a Zoom call? Why can't you just get on the phone on FaceTime? Like shit like that. It's just like, y'all aren't going to solve nothing over fucking Casamigos lemon drops. Like no. I'm positive. Because nothing. Depending upon how many lemon drops or mimosas or Bellinis you have, you're not even going to remember what the fuck you talked about.
No.
And it ain't like you come in with like an itemized fucking agenda and writing everything down that's being said, and then y'all gonna share a fucking e-doc at the end of this mm-hmm. shit. It's like, it's all bullshit.
Every meeting we've ever had where we actually accomplished things and got things done, it was a real meeting.
Yes.
We set a time, we showed up to somebody's office, or they came to us, or we met in a fucking neutral space, a zone, and we got shit done. We had paperwork done, we had all these, but never once in life have we ever been like, meet us at Ruby Tuesdays. And figured some shit. It's just, it doesn't work like that.
We figured out the what's wrong with the infrastructure of the city of Philadelphia over a big bite burger. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah. Now, I know the key to all this infrastructure shit. IHOP has endless pancakes. So we can go down there. Like, it's nonsense, man. So, like, lunch is never, like.
Yeah, lunch means you get nothing accomplished.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like,
would not recommend.
Would never recommend. If somebody says, let's do lunch, it's like, are you cool enough to like sit around and have lunch? Because I'm not thinking that this is about to lead to anything serious.
Yeah, no.
Because I know enough serious, like people actually set meetings.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Zoom meeting or a real meeting in person, they set actual meetings on like an actual calendar to like meet you in an actual place to discuss actual things.
Now, to the contrary, I've had like a meet at Starbucks or whatever, and I've actually gotten shit done. Like, mm-hmm. yo, let's grab some coffee and talk through this, da, da, da. I've actually gotten shit done several times. I've never had a productive lunch meeting in my life.
No.
Never. Because I'm more worried about what the fuck I'm going to eat and where the fuck I got to go after this. Because a lot of times when somebody's telling you to meet them for lunch, there's a constrained amount of time attached to that shit where it's like they got to be somewhere on the back end.
You ever have somebody try to set like a lunch meeting like on some like, yo, we want to do some business, set the meeting, join. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, set the meeting, and then they tell you where they want to meet at, and you just like, huh?
We ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah, no, I'm really interested in what y'all doing with the podcast, man, and how y'all trying to set the weekend up. Like, I think we should get together and link, try to figure out some business things. Okay, where you want to link at? I'm free for lunch. You want to do 1 o'clock? We can be the Copas. And you're just like, man. He's like, yeah, we can go there on Monday. That way we got a head start.
Spades on 40th and Market has a new lunch initiative they've introduced. It's just like, no, we're not doing none of this.
Straight up, man. But yeah, nah, Ruby Rose for a week is kind of cool. And that's just because I know lunch with Hove gets absolutely.
It's gonna get you nowhere.
There's no value in that. Like, there's just not. Like, I'm not even gonna enjoy that probably. Dinner with 50 Cent to me seemed funny as shit. Like, this is going to get wild enough to where it's like somebody might commit a crime tonight in this motherfucker. What was going on this
week? Oh, man, that's a bunch of crazy shit. The biggest hot topic right now that I absolutely want to talk about is Sukihana from Delaware by way of Atlanta.
She's from Delaware?
She's from Delaware. Yeah. She's from Delaware.
She's from Newark?
She's from filthy-ass Wilmington.
Wilmington. Yeah.
Super filthy-ass Wilmington. And, you know, I was very instrumental in Suki's come up. I booked her a bunch of times and shit like that. One of my homies used to be her business partner or whatever, my man Ugly Nova and shit. They hate each other now. That's a whole totally different story. But Suki is having a very terrible week, and she's basically been sexually harassed and sexually assaulted in the same fucking week.
Really?
In public purview, both times. So, boom, the one situation, she was on a panel at some fucking thing. I think it was for like the Big Three or something like that. Her, Lil Duval, and a couple other people, whatever.
A panel for the, like, basketball Big Three?
Yes. It was like, they was at some symposium. It was like the Big Three colors was in the back, so I assume it was the Big Three. It must have been like the season kickoff or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
Sukihana,
Lil Duval, and a couple other weird motherfuckers, okay, or whatever the case may be. So, YK Osiris gets introduced or whatever. He gets up, comes on the stage or what have you, and he comes up behind her and kisses her on the cheek, and then she looks to see who it is, and then he grabs her neck and kisses her in the mouth, unprompted, on fucking stage. And everybody's sitting there like, nigga, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
So now, in the wake of all of this, she's basically like, I'm embarrassed, like, I'm fearful, I feel like people not taking me serious, I feel like my image as like an over sexual girl or whatever, whatever, is like coming back to bite me in the ass because of this incident. And, you know, people like, oh, well, you can't talk about sucking dick in every song and then a nigga kiss you and you acting weird and all this shit. And I'm just like, park, stop the car, pull over, park this motherfucker. Her image and reputation as an entertainer has no bearing, and for any woman for that, right, no bearing on basic human decency, and her level of consent does not decrease because she talks about eating dick on every song.
Right. I agree with you on that. Like, you rappers lie 98% of the time.
Completely. Like, just as a, for a living.
I'll shoot you in your face. No, you won't.
No, you won't. Yeah, you have a clean criminal clean history. Record. Clean record.
This is a lie. So I'm not ever saying a woman's music or rhetoric in her music deserves to ever be, you know, pull your dick out on her or no crazy shit like that. I will say, from what I've seen with YK Osiris, I don't know. He seems slow.
He seems like he's on the spectrum.
He seems a little.
he looks like he has a touch of Asperger's. Just a touch.
Fucking Asperger's.
Not full like autism. Touch of Asperger's, like, it's a little bit sensory delay there.
There's a little palsy up in there.
little incongruency in there. Little incongruency in there. It's not,
I still can't believe Rick James that shit. Said my band
little,
member.
Little sugary.
He's you know, he's gay. There's a little sugar up in there, but I love him dearly.
Love him dearly.
There's a little sugar up in there.
Because, you know, at the heart of that, the reason why it's so funny and it's stuck with us for years now,
for real,
is because it's for real. It comes from a genuine place.
He was not playing.
And you know Rick James is having like 37 bitches at the crib. And he's like, yo, you trying to get in on this? And he like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm like, good. Like, fuck type time my man on. Then you find out after orgy, when you sober up, you're like, oh, damn, he gay. Oh, damn, man. That's like offering pork to a Muslim. Right, like, you kind of tweaking, bro.
Real quick. Tell me you seen Drewski being the Muslim boy in the Chinese store.
I did not see.
Oh, my God. He's standing at the Chinese store window. He's like, yes, and he has a kufi on. Yes, please. Let me get one large order of the barbecue spare rib. And the boy come in like, yo, man, you Muslim. He's like, what? I'm sorry, brother. I just, the spare rib do good, brother. Like, why are you selling the spare ribs in my community?
Nah.
I was fucking dying.
The spare rib's too good.
Yes, I'm sorry, brother. The spare rib's too good. Then he starts snapping on Asian. Why are you selling this poison in our community?
Nigga, a fucking lunatic.
Drewski is a fool.
I told you his videos, I either don't laugh or I fall the fuck out laughing, man. But yeah, no, back to what you're saying, YK Osiris, to me, every time I was here, that's the one that had the whole shit with Drake with the money and all.
21 Savage roasted him because he had on a mismatched Gucci set.
He seems a little off. So I don't know if, I don't, just from hearing, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to register it as sexual assault or just one of those, like, retard mistakes.
That's you see fair, what I'm saying? Because in that case, it's a thin line between sexual assault and retard mistake.
Like
because if you don't know how to read the room,
right?
If you don't know how to read, how can you read the room? You like how I reposition? Like, I wouldn't think Floyd Mayweather is very good at reading the room because he can't read.
You can't read. How are you going to read the room?
So it's like, so we got to set different standards for certain motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's how I feel. I'm like, you know, because he might, you know, hit a home run or solve a Rubik's Cube real fast.
Right.
But he, you know, that shit, he just get on stage.
That shit. Let's see some pump lips. He's got to kiss him.
And he get on stage and he just, you know. I don't necessarily, and again, I haven't seen it. I'm just going off of the shit I know from him. Like, he legit was getting roasted for that Gucci shit, the owing everybody money thing. And he was like laughing and giggling. Remember that one joint? They was like, why you keep laughing? And he's like, like, he's off.
Yeah, just a touch.
So I don't know if this was like a predator.
Yeah.
Predatoring.
Yeah, he was in public purview, so I don't think it was like a predator situation. I just think, again, he just didn't read the room properly, and he's literally taking the shit that she says literally.
Oh, there go the chick to be telling me how she gonna suck my dick when she see me in my ears, because he listened to music in his ears. And then he see her and, you know, do some stupid shit.
Do some dumb shit.
That he don't even realize is like, yo, you tripping. What the fuck is you doing?
It literally takes the public shame and the backlash for him to realize, like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have did that.
Right.
Like, and he's not even, like, being, like, it's not like a white man oblivion where, like, you did some shit and you know you was wrong. He just legitimately, like.
Like, I don't look at him serious enough to think he even knows what's right. Like, had Colin Powell did this. Colin Powell on some bullshit.
Sexual assault.
100%.
Book him, Dano.
Book him. Forget the medals. But YK Osiris is like, I don't know if he's all the way here to begin with. So who really knows? You know what I'm saying?
And this is how crazy life is. And I still got one more incident to talk about. This is how crazy life is. When you do some bullshit now, when Amber Rose got something to say, that's how you know you fucked up. Like, when it comes to, like, any women's rights violation, when Amber Rose got something to say, that's when you know you fucked up.
I guess I never really got into it, but you know she did, like, the slut walk thing?
Yes.
21 Savage was with her.
Yeah. At the song. I'm a slut. He had a sign that said, I'm a slut, too.
The back side of the sign said, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
Somebody posted the other day was like, I'm still trying to figure out what kind of pussy she put on that young man.
She must have gave him some different pussy than when she gave Wiz and who was her other nigga?
Kanye.
Wiz, Kanye, because they all hate the bitch. Yeah. So it was like, she gave 21 some whole different pussy. Yeah. And then she allegedly fucked his homie, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
so Amber Rose says on her IG story, because this is, you know, that's how niggas mitigate problems on IG.
Not Instagram. Where
are we really going to sit back and let this happen to Sukihana? ? She was sexually assaulted and no one did anything. ! This is the entertainment business and she is an entertainer. ! Using her lyrics and her persona as an excuse to physically touch her and force her without her consent is absolutely disgusting. What happened to protect black women? ! I cried watching that video, and I'm sure a lot of women have as well. Now, when women start that are in public purviews, get to saying that they cried over your actions, nigga, you in trouble. You in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just a bad joint. Unfortunately, Meek came to YK Osiris' defense, which, as you are sure, that did not help.
I know this didn't go well.
That did not help at all. Let's read Meek's completely incoherent rambling in defense of YK Osiris.
You're hilarious today.
Meek says, don't do this to him, please. He a good kid. ! Just slap him, and he gotta let you something. 4 more dots. We don't need our young boys tore down for mistakes in this hypersexual era. Four more dots. I support Suki. Three dots. Hold that shit down on some street shit.
You're silly as shit, man. Four dots.
Four dots.
Three more dots.
Because, you know, Meek, like, just his punctuation
it's just out there.
So he learned from his last rant. He like, I got to put something in between here to break these thoughts up. Because he tweets in streams of consciousness, kind of like Kanye.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just slap him.
And there hasn't been a WAC 100 sighting in a while. He's come out of hiding now to talk about this. He said, at YK Osiris, again, Instagram story, because this is how niggas in the community. At YK Osiris, I've been knowing you for a while, but for this, you need your ass whooped. Two red exclamation points, because he's a blood. Mm-hmm. Those men that sat there and watched that were in arm's reach, y'all cowards, all caps as well. Two more red exclamation points. Then he had a caption. So what we doing if a woman works at a strip club? So what if she has an OnlyFans doing whatever? So what if she raps songs about how good something is? This gives no man the right to force themselves on any women. At Meek Mill, if you ain't gonna check YK Osiris publicly, don't ask this woman to let look the other way publicly. They make a few places for people like this. Prison, FB, and the mortuary. All hashtags.
What is FB?
I have no fucking idea. I
have no clue. You are so into it. I thought he knew that.
Oh no! It got cut off. The Say Cheese did a bad clip job. So it's okay. Prison, ER, mortuary.
Okay.
That's where you put niggas like YK Osiris.
Yeah. The ER makes sense. Yeah, the FB is like
the big blood said that.
You gonna send him to FUBU? Like I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
Send him
on.
To Damon John House.
Yeah, I ain't know what was going on. Yeah, I'm gonna stick to my analysis that YK Osiris is a little off.
Touch of Asperger's.
And I don't necessarily think
I don't think he had any malice.
I don't not necessarily any. I think he more so was just like, oh shit, it's Suki.
That's how I'm gonna shoot my shot.
She be in my ears.
Like she even be in my ears when I perform. I be playing her shit back in my ear.
So I like again, if this was
that brother starring, he been thinking about that for 2 years.
If this was anybody respectable, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Colin Powell, you know, Skip Bayless, like anybody, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Jesse, goddamn it, from Full House, like anybody, like
Uncle Jesse.
But YK Osiris is like, every time I see him, I think it's something wrong with him. Yeah, I've never seen him and thought.
And you was right. You are right. He is. Every time you see him, it is something wrong with him.
Like, look at the young boy. What's the young boy with the popping music from Philly? The young boy.
Too Rare.
No. With all that shit on his hairline.
Oh, D-30. He just graduated high school.
Look like D-Lo Brown a little
bit.
Yeah.
D-30.
I seen a picture that they like. And every time I see him, I'm like, he seemed like an all right little young nigga. Like, I don't see him and think he's slow or no crazy. So when I see him graduate the other day, I'm like, yeah, he got some sense. He make music, party, fuck with the hoes. That Outline shit is nuts, but I'm a bald 40-year-old, so what the fuck? But I don't see that young nigga and think it's something wrong with him. He off, he just stayed the third. But then there was like, look at ODB. Like, as opposed to like RZA and Raekwon. Yeah. Like, every time you see like, it didn't feel like antics. It felt like ODB really like
it felt like a mental health crisis.
It felt like he was off a little bit. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. It'd be niggas be off. But like, you know, we from the hood. Everybody knows. Like, it was a nigga that lived on my block back in the day where it was like, we knew he was like, because we used to call him Crazy. That was, like, that was like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say his name, but that was his name. It was like if it was you, you'd Crazy Chad. Right. That was what we called him. Right. And everybody knew. He had two things. He was really good in Street Fighter, and he loved Tupac. And that's how I knew he was nuts. Because that was the only shit. No bullshit. Like, that was the only thing he could do.
Yeah.
Like, we took him to the court one day to play basketball. Dog, when I tell you, he was, like, throwing the ball at the backboard. Like a football. Like, one hand thrown. Like, he didn't take one regular.
Full Charlie Ward.
He didn't take one regular shot. And we kind of knew, like, all right, yo, just come sit over here and, like, come off the court so we can play. And he just, like, sitting there looking crazy. And then, like, the game was done, and he went back to shooting one hand. Boom, at the back. And it was just like, what the fuck? But then we went like to my man crib and they was playing Street Fighter, Super Nintendo. He beat everybody. No one could beat him. And it's like, so we knew he was crazy. And it's like that. Like, I don't look at a lot of people like that, but I've seen it in my life. Yeah. And if I have to put some money down, you know, I'm a better. I will take the over on there's something not right.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily look at him. Now, again, I could watch it and feel different. You know, I may probably need to watch it.
Yeah.
But I would put my money on he ain't a predator. He just, he need some pills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I would go with.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what the fuck else happened?
All right, so I have audio for this one.
Audio?
I have audio. She was on a podcast. So the second situation, she got sexually harassed. She was on a podcast.
Okay.
The Candy from Escape, Real Housewives of Atlanta and all of that old shit. And she's on this podcast, and there's this guy named A1. Apparently, every nigga on Earth name is A1 now, whatever the fucking case may be. So she on the podcast with this nigga, and this is what he had.
Is it video of it?
It's video of it.
Oh, can I see the video?
Yeah, but I need to play the audio.
Let me play it on here so I can watch it. Cool.
All right, I got this World Star, so I got to let that fucking ad play first. No blogs picked this up yet somehow.
Really?
This shit is really out of pocket.
And whose podcast were they on?
It's Candy's podcast.
Okay, so Candy has what is the podcast about?
It's a sex podcast.
Lord. This is just where we at, man.
So this is literally like the intro to everything that's fucking going on this show. All right, let's X you out.
Make that pussy spit, and I know it do. I watched you walk in this motherfucker.
So you can tell by my walk?
I can tell by your walk that pussy spit.
Hey, are you a country nigga? Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. It's Camilton Road, to be exact. What's happening with it? Oh, yeah, I want to smell your pussy. I'm going to put my face in your pussy. You say, Suki with the good coochie, you know what I'm saying? You can talk about how good that motherfucker smell and all that. We can go to the back, and I can come back and
you
give
you want to smell my ass?
I might put my tongue down that motherfucker.
Oh, my gosh, A1.
But we're going to start with the sniffing, though.
You are aggressive.
She love that shit, man. Look at her.
I don't.
You love that shit.
No, I mean, after, like, pause it real quick. Sex, maybe, but...
When she says, no, I don't, a reasonable person is supposed to do what? Stop. Press play.
Also, a reasonable person would not wear this kind of leather jacket. But whatever.
You know, that's not right now.
Nah, all that shit you talk. Fuck that. You done mentioned match. I'm here. What's up?
So listen, hold on.
Telling a woman in a sexual advance you done met your match is crazy. Crazy.
Oh, wild jump. Like.
Okay. 5 inches is a huge dick to me.
5 inches?
Yeah, that's big to me.
No, okay.
That's super big. I love that size. That's
I know my mom used to say she'd rather be tickled than be stabbed.
Watch Freaky Leather Jacket.
No, seriously, because you know, some people got all their dick and they just be damn stabbing.
Did he show her, like, his
showed dick? Her his dick on the phone.
I feel a little violated.
Just watching it.
That's kind of crazy.
I watched this shit 4 times. I'm like, yo, I feel harassed. Like, I'm taken aback. As a man, I'm taken aback by what happened.
I got a lot of thoughts off of this.
Run it.
All right. First off, Candy ain't, like, more achieved than this.
Apparently not.
Like, she was in a total. Escape. Not total. It's Escape.
Won Grammys, wrote for TLC, like,
it just amazes me that, like, this, and this is why the whole fold up the card table shit.
This is why that rhetoric exists.
And from both sides, where it's just like, yo, all of y'all are like, oh, I'm popping sex podcast. How many dicks can you take? Who trying to fuck something? Like, we have no talking that can get above this. Nobody can bring any type of reproach or any type of understanding to anything else that's troubling or dealing in the black community other than fucking. That's it. Like, why is Candy sitting? Why is Candy even near a nigga who has that kind of coat on? Your baby father is Block, right?
Yeah.
Ain't that Block BM?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the house was too small, I moved it next to Jock. My project bitch, I moved it next to Jock. She said the house was too small, I moved it next to Block. Like, Block the man. I know Block got to be sitting there like, yo, what the fuck?
Bitch, what the fuck?
Like, we ain't above selling ourselves just short all. You know one thing I absolutely love, yo? When Jay-Z was on The Breakfast Club, and this was 2013, and Charlamagne was like, would you and B ever do reality? And Jay was like, what? Like, he scoffed at the nigga.
Disgusting.
Like, what? Like,
you know how rich I am?
You crazy, nigga? Like,
ain't no fucking whore. I got real talent. I got real actual talent. I'm a business owner. I build brands. I'm a corporation.
Like, are you high?
My wife is the greatest female performer in the history of Earth. What are you talking about? Reality.
Could you imagine, like, you remember that viral scene with Tommy and the nigga that went to jail on Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine that?
What the fuck is his name?
Some shit. The nigga had long hair. I remember that.
Yeah, they cut it. He got short hair now.
Like, could you imagine that scene reenacted with Jay-Z and Beyonce on your television?
Or worse, Jay and Solange.
Like, what the fuck? Like, it just...
Keeping
up with the Carters. Could you imagine? Like, it just amazed me. That's like, Candy is super successful. You got restaurants. You done did all this writing.
Broadway. The whole nine.
Like, why are
your husband mega successful?
Like, why are you doing a filthy nigga disgusting sex podcast? Like, you why are you not doing a podcast where you, like, talking to young people who are trying to get their foot into writing or creating music? Like,
the art of the song, breaking down what's a perfect example. Song or whatever.
You know, there are a lot of podcasts off in different genres. Like, I told you, I love the History Chicks, mm-hmm. where all they do is American history. Why do every young black podcast, or old black podcast for that matter, gotta be, we lit turn and turning the fuck up on it? Like, everything is done in that same disgusting ass vein. And I have a problem with it, because this is the issue when it comes to us at times. Where, because we're not to, like, we could get, how crazy is this? We could bring Sukiyana on our show and have a real conversation with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
That would open up a lot of people to, like, damn, the way y'all had her talking and the way y'all bored in this artistic view and this point, and I'm not going to get her on this show and be like, so what's too many dicks in one night? Yeah. Tell me that one.
What's the most dicks you took in a 72-hour period? This is a safe space. Ain't nobody going to see this.
Tell me what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You prefer uncut dick or cut, like, it just amazes me.
Dick that, with the hoodie or no hoodie?
Yeah, turtle, no turtle.
Turtleneck or mock neck?
It just amazes me that, like, successful, real live, culturally relevant black people never get, like, we always have this, if all else failed, like,
lowest common denominator.
Like, that little cracking phrase of emergency is go online and talk about fucking, and we'll go viral and have moments. This shit is unbelievable. All right. The nigga in that coat,
I want him at least questioned.
That's a wild ass
question. Like, what's the interrogation period when they question you if a crime has taken place, like 12 hours? I need him held for the 12 hours.
This is what I remember earlier. I was like, black men had a certain aesthetic that they just don't have now. You just look like a clown. Like, it just, I'm sorry. Everything about you, those glasses, the coat, the way you talking, your energy, it all sounds so clownish. You sound like a goofball. You just do. There's nothing about this that's thorough. There's nothing about this that's admirable. There's nothing about this that I'm hearing. I'm just like, damn, this seemed like a thorough nigga. Damn, this seemed like a live nigga.
Yeah, there's no redeeming quality. There's nothing that I can extract here. It's just
junk.
I talked earlier about, you know, about remaining your masculine frame. Nothing that he just did is protecting women, is respecting women. Like, it's just wholly just disrespectful. And you disrespected yourself as a man by carrying on, and your come off in the name of trying to be sensational, you just look like a goofy. Like, there's no woman that's gonna see this. I'm like, oh, that's the type of nigga I like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta find this nigga A1. Man, Camden Road, huh?
This nigga showing dick pics. I need to get that. Like, what?
Trying to see what that dick be about. Niggas are strange.
Y'all,
man.
Niggas, man.
And I hate to say it, because I'm typically like pro man or whatever, just generally speaking. women, y'all might have to start stabbing these niggas. Like, y'all might, like, just a quick little bat, like a quick little hunting knife, you know what I'm saying? Little two to the spleen real quick. Y'all have to start stabbing niggas. Because niggas don't understand, no, I actually don't like that.
Yeah.
This ain't even like about reading the room or any type of social cues. This is literally her saying, yeah, no, I'm not with all that. I got to know you first and this and this and this. I'm not.
I can tell you years ago, man, I'll never forget this shit. I was having a conversation with a young lady who worked with me. This is when I was accepted. This was in the old break room and shit. And I came in, I sat down next to her on the couch because we used to have like three couches that sat in front of the TVs. I don't know if you ever walked in my break room. You've been to my depot, but I don't know if you ever came in the break room. But we had three couches that sat in front of the big screen TV. Because, you know, you be on report. Motherfuckers be in there chilling, sleep, whatever. So I come in. She's sitting on the big couch. Me and her was always all right. You know what I'm saying? I come in. I sit down. And she, like, she was sitting on the right side. I'm sitting on the left side because it's a three-seater couch. Because to me, sitting in the middle
is strange.
Would be weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when I sit on the left side of the couch, she on the right side of the couch. And she was like, yo, you like the only normal motherfucker in here. And I'm like, but she said it in a manner that was like, remember Coming to America, what's troubling you, my son? Like
it was something heavy attached to that.
She was like, yo, you like the only motherfucker in here that's like normal, yo. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And she was just like, no, like just, and like went back to trying to watch the TV, but you could tell she was like, you know how you can see that little gloss in the eye, and I'm just like,
tears start welling up.
And I'm like, yo, you all right, yo? And she was just like, no, because like, what the fuck? Like, what be niggas' whole thing? And she basically was like, one of the motherfuckers we work with came in and sat next to her on the couch, like in the middle chair.
Yeah.
Because she was on report. And she's just like, you know, she was like talking to him, you know, whatever, whatever. And she's like, I'm like, yo, why the fuck is you right next to me? She's like, it's 50 seats in here. Like, and ain't nobody really in here. Like, why are you?
Yeah, why are you right here?
Why are you right here? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm joking, like playing around, like, nigga, what you mean? The nigga probably up on you, you know what I'm saying? Want some of that thine? You know, I'm playing around shit. Yeah. And she just like, yeah, but like, it just be like, niggas just be so fucking strange, just be too much. And she's just like, some of these niggas in here just don't get it. Like, and she's like, I knew what it was going to be working around all these men. And then she just was like, yeah, I'm talking to the nigga. And it's just like, she's like, I just happened to look down. The nigga dick was out.
At work?
Through the work pants, through the trousers. Yeah. The American uniforms, Joe.
Yeah, I want you apprehended.
And I'm like about to get off the couch. I'm like, on this couch? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hold up, what? And she just like, yeah, like, it just, and he just like, oh, yeah, I know you like that, da, 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 da. And I'm just like, yo, niggas is relentlessly horny, man. Like, that's not cool. That's not, like, fly. That's not decent. There's nothing about that that's like,
niggas operating on motherfucking 1972 time, like
1872 time.
That's crazy.
Maybe 1672 time.
Pulling your dick out on a coworker at work is like, you violated so many laws.
I'll tell you who did it too. Like niggas is nuts, man. Nuts. Nuts. And my thing is this. Going back to what we talked about earlier, I guess that's the theme of this here show. It's just all of you niggas is crazy. Does any of it work?
There's
putting the peach in the tongue emoji on a chick picture. Does that
work? I doubt that it works.
Pulling your dick out on a stranger or any woman out in public for that matter, does it work?
I would give, if I had to gauge it, I would give all of that shit added all up, it has a 1% success rate.
Like you sitting on a show that's being filmed, like everyone can see this. You showing this woman your dick on your phone. First off, why do you have this?
Why is this just ready?
Because this is in your files. Like, yeah, like, that means that you just
in case.
Yeah, you sending this out like resumes. So it's like, all right, never mind that. But you got this readily available. You show it to her. Did you think she was going to say a word?
Oh, man, that now that you showed it to me, I'll suck that dick right now. Cut the cameras off.
Yeah. Hit the lights. What's your name? I can't get... Like, so that'd be my joint where it's just like, y'all niggas be so shot out in your dumbass. Like, and you see how different my energy is from dumbass Osiris to this nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga sounds and feels like a predator.
Yeah.
He told the bitch, yeah, you done met your match. That sounds like a rapist.
Yeah.
Like a nigga get you an alley. Yeah, bitch, you done. That's some shit that like Magneto would say that's to a
nigga,
Wolverine.
That's a
like,
nigga that no woman wants to run into in a dark alley. Your energy is just fried, bro.
You done met your match. It's crazy.
No, you talking all this shit. And again, going back to my
that's
original
the way the
point.
Iron Sheik used to talk to Rowdy Piper, nigga.
And Macho Man.
What?
And going back to my original point about Sukihana, just because she makes music this way, just because she dresses a certain way, just because she presents herself in an over-sexual light or whatever the case may be, does not give anybody free reign to violate her basic human rights. Mm-hmm. Closing distance, fucking touching her, kissing her, fucking making her feel uncomfortable, none of that shit. Because at the end of the day, she's still somebody's sister, she's still somebody's daughter, she's still somebody's niece, she's still somebody's granddaughter and all of that shit.
I'm talking to Sukihana, and I hope she hear this. What you need, baby girl, is you need a junior mafia. Because Lil' Kim used to go up there and talk about sucking dick all day, and if you touched her, nigga, the mafia was going to beat your goofy ass.
Yep.
In this building. Biggie was going to hit you with that cane. You was gonna get it. Kane was going to be on. You touch yeah, Lil'
you
Kim.
You need a junior mafia. That's sound advice.
You do some crazy shit to Lil' Kim, nigga, please. Like, and that's real. Like, you, it sucks because, and you know, I'm not the biggest fan of this woman's music, the way all talk. I count it all the time. I'm not a big fan of it. But at the same time, I do believe in freedom of speech. I do believe in the uncensorship of hip-hop music, and I do believe that rappers in general are just people we shouldn't listen to for life and culture advice.
And we definitely shouldn't take them serious.
No. So I look at her the same way I look at the rest of y'all niggas. Is she probably lying the way you niggas be lying.
Exactly.
So if I'm not listening to you, if I know you got on fake jewelry, right, after you told me you just spent $6 million on the fucking jewelry and this shit is fake, why the fuck do I gotta turn to her when she like, I suck dick all weekend and believe this bitch will suck strange dick exactly. all week? Like, no, it worked the same way hand in hand. All y'all motherfuckers is capping. So it's like, yo, she's selling music and making her money and then got the fuck out of Women's in Delaware. She deserved to walk in the room and get the same respect that the lying ass fucking male rapper get. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to covet them. We're going to get them whatever they want on their rider. We're going to make sure they're comfortable. We're going to make sure they have security. Ain't nobody going to get near them. Ain't nobody going to do some crazy shit to them. Think about it. You walk up on the wrong male rapper, what happened? You get your fucking issue. The baby done smoked the nigga for walking up on him the wrong way.
Multiple niggas.
You see what I'm saying? Think about that. The baby done laid niggas out for walking up the wrong way. So that type shit needs to be like, ain't no fucking strength. Didn't the woman recently like try to fuck one of them, say she wanted to fuck one of them rappers on at one of the weekends that just happened or some shit?
Yeah, the girl said she wanted to fuck the baby.
Was that the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll suck it right now. Pull it out. I'll suck it right now.
And everybody's looking at her like, yo, what the fuck is wrong
with you? Yeah, bitch, I'm here to work.
Like, you out of your mind?
What the fuck is you talking about?
And this is a woman doing that to a man. So on the flip side, you as a man don't think that's crazy as shit to do or say.
That's real shit, bro.
And we just gotten to a point where we let a lot of bozos live. We let a lot of weird niggas run around. And this shit make you look at Candy where it's like, sis.
Yeah, you just sitting here yucking it up.
You sitting here laughing, giggling and shit like, is this nigga going to be here next week? Because this platform needs to instantly be defunded if he's going to be here next week with that coat.
Yeah, this nigga got to go.
This nigga's crazy. And it's like, that's the joint where, like, nobody wants to really, really, like, we're never, ever going to do a show where you do some crazy shit like that. Never. And I'm just like, like, no, I would stop the fucking show. Like, yo, you all right? You saw Kevin Garnett the other day with Paul, but Kevin Garnett, like, yo, man, look, D-Wade, you know what I'm saying?
They
like,
cut the stream at one point.
Because it's like, yo, you fucking tripping right now, dog. Talking about this Camille or whatever. What was her name?
Camille.
Was it Camille? Yeah. Right? No, this Camille, right? For
my
the
girlfriend,
day,
for the day, bro.
Yeah, they got a website.
We got a website. You can hire them.
Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm glad you showed me these or at least broke, because this right there show you the difference in not everything, everything is situational.
Yes.
And I think that especially when you talk about that line of sexual assault, sexual predator, rape. That's why they have different categories of different, like, you know, realistically, when it comes to murder, they got murder one, murder two, murder three. There are different lines and different lines of demarcation for all of these Jones. So that's perfect, because how I looked at YK Osiris' situation is, and here go the crazy part, YK Osiris touched her.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, at least, I got to watch it. watching that, that's a total different energy in the way you...
That felt like straight assault.
That felt very, very nasty.
As a man, I felt violated after... And I watched it about 5 times now. I felt nasty after seeing it as a man. So I can only imagine her as a woman having to be placed next to this goofy nigga for the duration of this show. And you got to be a fucking professional or whatever and try to work through and talk through and think through with this big ass hound dog fucking sitting next to you that just showed you his dick.
Yeah.
And said, said you just met your match.
Yeah.
You are not in Bison, nigga.
I want to sniff your pussy in your ass. I might put my tongue in it while I be like, that's crazy. That's wild.
To a woman you just met.
That's wild.
Yeah, I've been waiting on you. I mean, his come off was, I know that pussy spit. I could tell how you walk. I'm going to make that pussy spit. And it's like, hello.
Yo.
How are you?
Yeah.
Name?
Yeah. It's reasons like this why I don't watch black porn. Cause it's just no class. Like, it just come on and they fuck.
No class.
Like, this is a mess. You know what I'm saying? Like, take a second, get yourself together. If you want to approach me on that type of situation, how about cameras off? We offset. Me and you have a conversation.
Yeah.
If I like what you're saying, cool, we go further. If not, I'm gonna tell you, hey, I'm not really interested. You know, I'm seeing somebody, or just fuck you in that coat. I'm good.
Yeah.
But on air. Could you imagine, like, with what all we got coming up with the TRPE weekend and finding out all the shit that's going on around us that weekend? Could you imagine if Fox 29 say, hey, man, we heard about the weekend. We heard about the, you know, the awards. Why don't y'all come on down here, man? You, Alex Smalley and Alex Holly and what's the white boy? Mike Jarrett. Like, come down and talk to you. And I get there and I'm like, what you think about this?
It's a good dick, ain't it?
Yeah, chocolate, ain't it? I look nuts. On air. Like,
you got a little stomach. That joint at least go up to right here. I touch your second rib.
We as a people are fucking fried. But you know what's gonna happen? He gonna be on Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be on the
Candy Love and Hip Hop Decatur.
Yeah, he gonna be on the Candy Show. He gonna be on Shade. I'm pretty sure that's on Shade Room, or you said they ain't even pick it up yet. Whatever, it's on World Star already. Like, this is someone that just shouldn't even have a platform.
Yeah, this is a nigga that should get scrubbed from the internet. Like, he should be scrubbed from the annals of history.
But it says something though about like us as a people, like. What intrigues us, what entertains us, what fuels us to want to watch some. Because realistically, here go the crazy part. That video could be labeled, man in weird leather jacket, blesses Suki Hana and prays for her. It ain't going to have as many videos as man pulls out dick pic on Suki. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're just all fueled by fucking nonsense. That's a crazy joint.
Yeah, that's the worst video of the year.
And he looks like new Busta Rhymes. Like, it's just all bad, yo. Like,
got one of them Daniel's leather jackets on, hand painted. It's looking a fucking mess, man.
I hate everybody, man. Like, what the fuck? You got anything else?
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap that up for this one. We got some more topics we're gonna discuss for the next show. Boosie's in jail. He got picked up by the feds, man. This YNW Melly trial, it's a lot going on. So we're gonna tackle that in the next show. You know, as usual, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I know it's a pay week. TRP weekend is coming up. Grab y'all tickets before they sell out. The early bird tickets will be done as of tonight for the two events or whatever. They already sold out for the live show. So, you know, grab your tickets to the live show, the brunch, the after party, and all of that while they still discount it. OfficialTRPE.com. Click the events tab if you want to. Website on a computer, it looks very beautiful. Website, if I do say so myself, you just hover over the events tab, boom, all three events show right there. You click on the one that you want to grab your tickets for, grab tickets to all three. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing in August. Come fuck with us. You know, outside of that, man, we'll be right back here in a couple minutes with another fresh show for you.
Straight up,
peace.